With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I am Haley Shipp. This is the Ag Information Network. Researchers in Arkansas, Georgia, and Nebraska will soon be using a $5 million grant to increase the use of artificial intelligence and robotics in chicken processing. The goal is to reduce waste in deboning and detect pathogens. According to information from University of Arkansas Extension, poultry processing lines began 70 to 80 years ago, but have seen only incremental changes in technology since that time. Introductions of technology have not been proven to be as adept as humans to this point. Robotic hands don't do well in holding slippery meats. Automated deboners leave 16 to 17% of meats, which is huge on an industrial scale, compared to the 13% left by humans doing the job. Research will include ways to dial in that technology, specifically funds going to the Georgia Institution of Technology, better known as Georgia Tech, will focus on automating the processing lines that convert chickens to meat. Georgia is the nation's top broiler producer. Along with helping to relieve labor shortages, automation could allow plants to locate in rural areas with a smaller workforce, but nearer to poultry houses and with lower property costs. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Haley Shipp. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.